إن الحمد لله، نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات، وفطر الله عليها البشرية، وهي أساس الفرض والسنة. ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وبعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brothers, beloved brothers and sisters, in the beginning of my khutbah, I would just like to ask the brothers whoever is using the cell phone, please, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you already made the effort. And we appreciate that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely reward you for this. Because I can tell you this for sure, that you had the choice and the option not to come to the masjid, right? Nobody would have asked you, why did you or didn't come to the masjid? However, alhamdulillah, maybe you got out of school, you got out of work, maybe this is your lunch break, and you came to the masjid. And guess what? Subhanallah, when you're using your phone, it actually invalidates your prayer. Invalidates your prayer, even if you're reading the Quran, subhanallah. I have seen some brothers reading Quran throughout the whole entire khutbah. It doesn't matter how boring the khutbah is, but definitely you would come up with something, you get something, inshallah, from the imam. And this is very important. Jazakumullahu khairan. My apology. We need to encourage each other. Wa ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa wa dhakkir fa inna al-dhikra tanfa'u al-mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remind, because reminder benefits whom? The believer, subhanallah. Beautiful. Even believers, we need reminders. That's why I started off with this. Brothers and sisters, one of the toughest situations that ever happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beginning of al-wahy, right? When Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, and we know the story very well, right? When he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you know, he pulled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards him, and he said, "Iqra, read. Right? And the Prophet ﷺ said, "I cannot read." That was really tough situation, really hard, right? Imagine yourself in a cave somewhere in the middle of the night, in the desert, and somebody all of a sudden comes to you, seeing you, telling you something that you've never heard before, and something that you cannot do. How scared you would be in this situation. So that was the situation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters, that after, of course, Jibreel alayhi salam, you know, came with Surah Iqra, Surah Bika alladhi khalaq, right? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so scared that he was shivering. You know that feeling when you're very scared and you feel like you're shivering? It is really hot, but you still feel like you're shivering. That was the state of Rasulullah, or the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time. So immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ran back to whom? To the love of his life, to his psychologist. Right? Who was his psychologist at that time? As Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She was the love of his life, the backbone of his household, radiallahu anha, and sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. So he ran to her, Right, with this situation, I just want you to picture this in your mind, brothers and sisters. Someone who is really scared and just running. And he goes to Sayyida Khadija shivering and says, of course, you know, Dathiruni. And we know the story, wrap me. I feel cold. You know, it doesn't matter how many blankets, how many covers, you're still feeling cold. That was the situation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Jibreel did not want to scare the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the matter of the fact, he just wanted to tell him that, listen, this is a serious matter. It's not a joke. It's serious. What I'm coming up with right now is very serious. You know, when you talk to someone and you try to bring them towards you and say, listen to me right now, this is very similar situation. I'm just using an analogy here to kind of give you an idea of the situation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes back to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. And this is the one thing that we would love our brothers to do when they're faced by calamity or something, to run to their spouses. This is the kind of relationship that we want to have with our spouses. That would be our psychologist, the one who listens to us, rather than the ones who give us hard time or give each other hard time, right? So he ran to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not to a friend, not to anybody. And now her role as a psychologist, as a person who is very wise, someone whom, you know, loved her spouse, her husband so much. And she tells him, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنِّي خَشِيتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي. I fear that something might happen to me. And then she said the hadith, and this is what we're going to be talking about, brothers and sisters. She said, أَبْشِرْ. This is the first thing. أَبْشِرْ. Have the glad tiding. Do not worry. Brothers and sisters, a lot of time when people are facing difficulties in their life, when they come to you, a lot of times they just want some words of, you know, to comfort them. And this is something very important, very important. When someone comes to you with a musibah, with a problem, do not freak them out. Don't scare them even more. Oh my God, this is going to happen to you. أبشر قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بشر ولا تنفر. Always give glad tidings. Let's go to Surah Al-Qasas. Musa and Shu'aib. Musa عليه السلام was very freaked out, was very scared, because, you know, the whole people, the whole town was running after Musa عليه السلام, trying to chase him, to kill him, right? And then subhanAllah, Shu'aib, when Musa عليه السلام told him the story, what did Shu'aib عليه السلام said? He said, لا تخف, don't worry, you'll be fine. So a lot of times, people come to you and you need to listen to them. And subhanAllah, this is sadaqah jariyah. This is sadaqah. This is a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you comfort somebody. And this is what Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha did. So the first thing, she comforted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All right? Now, what is the next step? She said, Wallahi lan yukhzik Allahu abadan. I swear by Allah that He will never forsake you. He will never let you down. He will never disappoint you. Subhanallah, I wonder why did the Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha say that to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the reason that she was very confident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let him down? What did he do so that he would deserve this high status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would always be in his side? Subhanallah, right? And listen to the five qualities, brothers and sisters, that the Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha reminded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful hadith, beautiful reminder, beautiful qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And if we have these qualities, then I can tell you, Allah will never forsake you. So let's listen to this. And the beauty of, subhanAllah, of our religion, that the most rewarding deeds, if you notice, the most rewarding deeds are not actually the ones that you do directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather, the good deeds that you do for other people. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. This is the beauty of our religion. Your salah is not, subhanAllah, going to benefit me personally. It's only going to benefit you. But you know what is going to benefit both of us? Is if you actually stand on my side and help me out. This is the greatest word. Haven't we heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا يَتَقَلَّبُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ بِسَبَبِ الشَّجَرَةِ. There was a tree in the middle of the road that a man cut off. Why? Because it was harming people. It was blocking their way, and he cut off the tree. He removed it from the street, from the road. And the Prophet ﷺ said, because of that, I have seen him enjoying himself in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. How easy this is, brothers and sisters. So it's not just about Qiyam al-Layl, which is an amazing thing, of course. It's not just about, you know, your Siyam, your Hajj. It's what you do to human being, right? So as Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha reminded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with five qualities, right? And when you notice here, when you hear at first, Allah will never forsake you or let you down, then you might think that you will tell him, because look what you're doing. You live in everything. You're not worshiping idols. You're a young man. However, you don't drink. You commit zina. You don't do any of that. She did not mention any of that. She mentioned five things that the Prophet ﷺ used to do. Number one, count with me, please. Number one, قالت رضي الله عنها إنك لتصل الرحم. Subhanallah, what is the connection here? إنك لتصل الرحم. You maintain good relationship with your relatives. Subhanallah. And this is something very important. When someone comes to you with a problem or something, always, always remind them that Allah would be with them because you're a good person. If you're a good person, what would Allah let you down? What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forsake you and they ignore you? Right? So she reminded him of things that he already did in the past. Right? He had some sort of, he had credibility in here. He had credit. Yeah? So she said, you maintain good relationship with your family. Subhanallah. Silat rahim, ikhwani. Silat rahim. Something that nowadays, wallahi, although we have all kind of, you know, calling and technology and social media and everything, yet we're falling short on that. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. Subhanallah. We're falling short on that. How many relatives we have back home that we have not spoken with them for years? Wallahi, for years. Forget about the parents. I mean, the parents, of course, should always come first. Some people don't even talk to the parents, right? What about your auntie? Do you remember the aunt when you grew up, she was around you? Do you remember even your family here? Subhanallah. Listen to this hadith, brothers and sisters. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة قاطع رحم. The one who cut off the connection with his family, with his relatives, will never go to Jannah. Can you imagine that? This is hadith in Bukhari. This is hadith sahih from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it that serious? Yes, it is very serious. Brothers and sisters, as Sayyidah Khadija reminded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, you're a good person. You've been always good to your family. You've been always good to your spouse, to your kids. To your spouse, to your family, your uncles, your cousins. You've been good to everybody. What would Allah forsake you and let you down? Nothing is going to harm you. This is number one, brothers and sisters. Check today. Check your relationship with your family. Even the ones, I know that a lot of times they say, Sheikh, my brother doesn't talk to me. He's the one I tried, but he's not talking to me. Please try again. وَخَيُّهُمَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأ بِالسَّلَامِ. Wallahi, you will get more reward. Right? My uncle doesn't talk to me. There is financial issues. Shaitan is always there. We understand. But if you are someone who has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his standard, you wouldn't care if he hung up on you or anything. You wouldn't care because you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with humans. So maintain good relationship with your relatives. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. So what was the second thing, brothers and sisters? She said, وَتَصْدُقُ الْحَدِيثِ. You never tell lies. You never lie. Subhanallah. Lying is one of the, you know, the traits and the qualities that nobody likes. Nobody likes. Cheating. Lying is what? When you're cheating, you're lying as well. When you're betraying someone, you're lying as well. And because you're lying, you ended up cheating and doing something else and that destroys our houses. Before I came to this masjid, I had 2 hours session with couples who unfortunately they're divorcing because of lying and cheating. Subhanallah. So I'm talking to them and this is in the back of my mind that, you know, I'm giving khutbah and I'm going to mention that. Subhanallah. So one of the couple, they said like, you know, he or she, they've been lying all the time. They've been lying all the time. They're not saying the truth. They're hiding things. And what is the result? You have kids in the middle. Both of them are screaming, the house is broken. Why? Because we did not listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِ. الصِّدْقِ leads to what? Righteousness. righteousness. It leads to what? To a healthy family, because there is transparency. There is openness. We're open to each other. There is no betraying. There is no cheating, because our standard is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always say that to spouses. I always say that to couples. I always say, your standard and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be number one, should be your priority. If your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good, guess what? You will never have an issue with your spouse. Because when you stay away from something haram because of Allah, not because you're worried that your spouse would find out. So as Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you never tell lies. Never. You're always sadiq. Matter of fact, his title was a sadiq al-ameen, the honest, the most trustworthy. That's why people, the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ, believed in the message of Rasulullah ﷺ. That's why Abu Bakr as-Siddiq supported Rasulullah ﷺ in every step of the way. Why? Because he had credibility. If you're lying, if you're losing the trust in your household, you will never get it back, unfortunately. Trust is earned. And if you are someone who has this bad quality, which is telling lies, then there will not be trust. And as a consequence, what's going to happen? Broken families. What about the kids? They're out. They're lost. And this is the issue that we're facing our communities, brothers and sisters. I'm really sad to say that. I'm not blaming any of the brothers. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you. But I'm telling you from my experience with dealing with communities in New York City, in Dallas, anywhere I go, there's always shaitan there. But from my experience, that was number one reason, subhanallah, because spouses, they're not open to each other, they tell lies, and that's a problem. So that was the second thing that the Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha reminded Rasulullah. So number one was, you maintain good relationship with your family, with your relatives. Number two, you're someone who always tell the truth. You don't lie, right? If you have this quality, if you don't have this quality, work on it. Right? Because what is the result here? As she said, Sayyida Khadija, she said, Allah will never forsake you. Allah will never let you down. You having a problem with anybody, Allah will take care of you. Because you're someone, Allah knows your heart. And that's the beauty of this. Right? It doesn't matter. Human being can say anything about you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in your heart. إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمْ وَتَصْدُقُ الْحَدِيثِ or a qawl. And the third one, you help the needy people. Look at that. Any of the qualities that I am talking about here, or I've been talking about here, it has something to do with benefiting other human beings. Nothing about the person, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. It's about what he's doing to other people, subhanallah. Right? She said, and when you find someone in need, financially, physically, emotionally, any kind of need, you just step up right away and take care of it and say, I'm going to help. I'm going to help for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brothers and sisters. He would help the old, the young, the men and the women. He would not discriminate. Good customer service is good customer service. Good service is a good service. And that was the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's beautiful, wallahi. If you help someone, this is the real sa'adah. This is real happiness. Psychologists say that. If any of the brothers here, he would agree with me on this one. If you want to be happy, they say, go make someone else happy. Subhanallah, it has a lot of psychological benefits to us, right? Remember, when you even someone asks you, how can I go somewhere? And you actually told them, make a right, make a left, and whatever, right? Subhanallah, how happy you were at that time. How happy when someone was not able to carry something, say, sir, ma'am, can I help you? How happy you, subhanallah, how happy you are when you help someone financially, someone who is in a desperate need, subhanallah. That's why, brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a beautiful hadith, man faraja an mu'min kurbatan min kurabi yawm min kurabi dunya, faraja Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawm al-qiyamah. Beautiful hadith. Someone, imagine you're someone in debt, someone who cannot sleep, or she cannot sleep, losing their sleep over debt or something, right? And all of a sudden, they get a message, your debt was paid off. Look at these students who finish, you know, their schools and their, you know, they have a lot of debts. Imagine if you help someone who is not able to pay back. The Prophet ﷺ says, if you relieve distress, hardship of a believer in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve your distress in the day of the judgment. Allahu Akbar. Help someone in this dunya. And in the day of judgment, when you are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one hasana, one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, remember when you helped, when you paid off his debt, when you put the smile in his face, on her face, remember that day, because of that, my servant, now you are relieved from the distress. Your debt is paid off. And then you're going to be the happiest person ever. So she told him, Ya Rasulullah, Allah will never forsake you. Allah will never let you down. Why? Because you helped everybody. Whoever asked you, you were helping them. You're always there. You're a man of the people. And that's why people loved you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My bad, brothers and sisters, in the first part of the khutbah, we're talking about the hadith of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, the incident that happened with Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came from the cave after he received the first revelation. He was really scared. Then Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, she said, be happy, don't worry. Be, you know, she gave him the glad tiding, yeah? And then she said, Allah will never forsake you. Allah will never let you down because there are five things that you used to do and you're still doing. Because of that, Allah will never let you down. Number one, we said that you maintain good relationship with your relatives. You always talk to them. You're always kind to them. Even if they're harming you, even if they're treating you bad, you're still kind to them, right? Number two, she said, because you always say the truth. You don't lie. You don't have this quality. You don't tell lies. Number three, you help the needy person, the needy people. When someone needs something physically, emotionally, financially, you're always there and you help them. Number four, brothers and sisters, وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ, you're generous. You've been always generous to your guest. Subhanallah. You know, when you have a guest, especially the guest home, they know the rights and the etiquettes and the respect of the person, of the host, especially if I'm talking about the ones who come to your house and they know the etiquettes. They're not someone who is random. They don't respect your house. Those ones are blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One brother used to tell me, the guest comes with his rizq. Wallahi, the guest, they come with the rizq. Whatever food you're eating, this is the rizq, subhanallah. It wasn't yours, it was theirs. So when you are generous to your guest, and alhamdulillah, one of the greatest things about the Muslim community is that when I speak to non-Muslims, they say, we really appreciate the fact that Muslim people are very generous. They're very kind, right? I just heard that last week from a non-Muslim. You guys are very strong and you're very generous. Yes, why wouldn't we be generous? And our role model is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. If you are a true believer, be generous to your guest. If you have a guest, don't ask when they're leaving. Don't like, of course, for the guest, when you go there, also know the etiquettes. Very important to learn the etiquettes. You know, be on time and don't look around and sit when the people, where people ask you to sit. And all of these, you know, etiquettes that we talk about all the time, right? But if you know that, as a host, you should always be generous. Should be generous. How many times we hear stories of Sahaba, companions, that one of the stories was, there was a guest, they had a guest, and subhanallah, they didn't have enough food. It was like surprise visit, right? There was not enough food that they turned the light off, and they pretended that they're actually aiding, right? Making like sounds so the guest wouldn't feel embarrassed. Subhanallah. So look how beautiful this example is, brothers and sisters. So be generous to your guest, and they are blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's another quality Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. Maintain a good relationship with your family. Don't lie. Say the truth all the time. Help the needy people. Be generous to your guests. And number five, of the qualities that Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha reminded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ or نَوَائِبِ الدَّهْرِ. What does it mean? When someone is in calamity, you always stand to their side. It's kind of the same like what we talked about, but this is very important. Do you remember that brother who was next to you, standing next to you when you lost someone dear in your family? Do you remember that? I'm pretty sure a lot of brothers are nodding now. Yes, I remember this brother. He was next to me. I was in the hospital and he came visit me, right? He was next to me. I had debt and he helped me out. We all have this person in our life, right? If you have this quality, people will love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely take care of you, brothers and sisters. When you help others, Allah will help you. Allah will take care of you for sure. One brother, I met him before and he was a public figure. So alhamdulillah, Allah gave him the ability to serve humans, people. He was a man, true man with people. And sometimes his kids were complaining he's always busy and, you know. So this brother, I remember one time I was talking to him, telling him that you're always busy, but alhamdulillah, you do great things to humanity. He said, you know, my kids, Sheikh, my kids, if they know that I'm doing this for them, so that whenever they go, they will find somebody else to help them, they will appreciate. Wallahi, akhwani, now I'm talking about 10 years ago. This is like 15 years ago. His kids are all over the world. And every single location in the world, there is somebody out there helping them. Do you want someone to take care of your kids after you leave this world? Be next to the desperate ones, the people who need help. And this is the message that we got from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. Five things, brothers. Maintain good relationship with your family today, inshallah. Relatives, call them, please. Number two, do not lie. No cheating, no betrayal. Number three, be kind to your help the needy one. Number four, be generous to your guest. And number five, be next to desperate ones, the one who are affected and afflicted by calamities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us understanding and tawfiq so we can understand and implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna rabbal alameen. Allahumma aghfir li abaina wa ummahatina. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا واجمعنا بهم في الجنة يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم آمين. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.